Hello, aloha. Welcome. I'm Kari Vantine, your guide, host, ally on this journey. And today I want to talk about the concept of rewilding. And what I'm inviting right now is that you embrace this, even though you don't quite know what it is, you embrace this concept of rewilding as a doorway that's going to create an incredible amount of change, shift, freedom, and gifts in your life. Rewilding, for me, has become this thread that runs through and underneath and inside of almost all the work I do. And so as you step into my work with me, my invitation is that rewilding becomes one of the first major portals of transformation. So we start with this idea. So rewilding is a term that's being used more and more, and I'm so glad of that. It's beautiful. It's exciting. It's being used, started being used in the ecological world in terms of reforesting, bringing land back that has been depleted in some way, right? So we're bringing back the wild to the forest. And it's become a term that has morphed and been grown and used more and more. And I started using it quite a number of years ago. Nobody else was using it. Now, all of a sudden, I hear it all the time, and I just love that. So what's it mean when I say rewilding? Well, the re part is again, right? So we're coming into something again. And the wild, most of us probably don't feel the wild in ourselves. We're inviting back the wild. And I'm going to clarify, the wild does not necessarily mean crazy, partying, you know, cool, wild out there. Could. But what I'm inviting is it's the kind of wild, as in you're walking in the forest and you're noticing around you, and you're walking in the park, and you're walking in nature, and you're noticing the true essence of what's around you, right? The forest is not pretending to be something extravagant. It is exactly what it is in its pure form, at its essence. It's a living from essence. So as we come back into our wild, we're coming back into, from this essence, how do we live most fully, most expressive, clear, awake, alive, wild, at this place, at core, how does it want to live? My journey for creating this work, coming into this work, discovering this work is that it found me. My story, I'd love to tell this little story because I think it's rich for you to understand. When I was about 40 years old, I had just completed my graduate school work in Philadelphia, and I had a second bout of heavy metal poisoning. That metal poisoning was from my paints. I was a professional painter for a good deal of my life, working with oil paint. And this heavy metal poisoning was really quite devastating in my body and was making me ill and dizzy, and it had been misdiagnosed. So by the time it was figured out what was going on, I'd been actually sick for many, many years. And at this point, when I actually had heavy metal poisoning again, and I'm in graduate school and wrapping up graduate school, and my system was just exhausted. And I was pushing really hard to be staying in, I was living in Philadelphia and teaching and looking at ways to like create my life around living in the city, being in the art world on this level. And my whole system said no. And at some point in the push, actually, I started listening. And to be living in the Philadelphia system and in the whole world there with all of the noise and the toxins and the energy, was an incredible life, really was. And yet my body wasn't wanting to do that any longer. And when I listened, it asked to stop. In fact, it didn't ask, it told me I had to stop. I was really hit a wall, and my body was no longer able to manage filtering out all of the toxins. So I came back to the woods. I came back to rural Maine, where I've spent, where I grew up, an area I grew up in. And I lived in a beautiful little log cabin on a lake. And when I first moved there, I thought it would be very temporary. I was just going to get well again. And after the first year, it turned into the second year, and actually ended up being there for 7 years, living in this little log cabin on a lake close to nature. And it was, I say close to nature, it was in nature, it was surrounded by nature. There was nature all around me all the time. And what happened for my system was I unhooked from the busy. I unhooked from the noise, from the toxins, and came back into the essence of this body being. The doorway was through being really ill. Yes, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone ever. But the gift of this experience was I came back into myself. I came back into big self, big S self, little S self, passed through self into the space of being connected to something bigger and deeper and older and more ancient. I think of it in many ways as becoming undomesticated. We have really in our world, in our lives, and I included, become domesticated. And in undomesticated, this experience of being so close to nature, having my feet on the ground every day, my hands in the dirt, being with the trees and the animals, and getting to know intimately the world around me in the deep nature of it, rewilded this being. In the rewilding of this being that is me, I came back into a deeper understanding what it is to be, what it is to be, what it is to be. So the invitation right now today, this is my story of my own rewilding, which is brought me to where I am now. I teach in many ways from the base belief that we get to come back to our essence, and that in our deep, deep essence, in our individual core being, each one of us, this core essence that is you, behind the noise and the facade and all the stories, is a being that actually is more close to the animal that you became as, that we are here, right? This physical animal being as an essence. And when we rewild, when we come into this place of animal knowing, and we can have this feeling again, and often it comes by being in deep nature. It's one of the major doorways through. And we go through this doorway into our own deep nature. We find ourselves, but not ourselves as an ego, ourselves as in a space where we connect to deep essence, deep nature, and deep consciousness. So we're going to bring these three pieces in: deep essence, deep nature, and deep consciousness. And consciousness, as I'm using it here, I want you to imagine being out for a walk and being out for a walk in the woods for long enough that the noise falls away and long enough that your internal chatter stops. That's possible, right? To the point where you feel the awareness, the essence, the sense of all that is around you. And consciousness, right? Consciousness is often thought of, we can get there through meditation. We can get there through deep spiritual practices. And one of my favorite journeys is through deep nature, through prayer, through connection to spirit. So a lot of doorways into this consciousness And this consciousness is not ego. This consciousness is something bigger, expansive, and here, right, as we come into deep consciousness, this essence, three pinnacles here. So the invitation I have for you is that this be the place where you're experiencing in the next couple of days. Drop in here. See if you can find, right, this deep essence, where it connects to this triangle, in this place of rewilding, where we come into not this crazy being. Maybe she is a crazy being, but she's a crazy, alive, deeply essential being that's connected to her deep nature, that's connected to the deep consciousness. In this place, we find our essence so full of alive. So, my dear one, your assignment, your play work, your homework, play work, is to invite in your rewilding, this doorway, yes, to undomesticate ourselves. It can take a lot of work, really, right? We've had years and years and years of programming. But when we undo that, when we allow that door to just start opening, the gifts on this other side are immense. Have fun. Enjoy. Take it in. Aloha.